The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by Shellhead Comics and More. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles, brought to you by ShelledComics.com, the Shelled Comics and More blog at ShelledComics.com. Check them out. Check out their eBay store and all they have to offer, from new toys to vintage toys and so much more. Check out ShelledComics.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with an all-new show. Welcome, as always, my lovable, happy, smiley co-host, Dave Draper.
Yay!
I only bring that up because somebody made a comment on YouTube on one of our Joe videos. They're like, hey, What's up with your pal? Why does he never smile?
See, the ones that I remember are the ones with the tiger shark, where everyone's like, I thought Dave was going to kill him. I just want to post, and then he went and broke my car.
I did, yeah. Then I went and broke it. But yeah, somebody was like, why does he ever smile? And I'm like, eh. I'm like, Dave's not comfortable on camera, and he's a grump. So that's Dave just
being
Dave.
That's just my face, too.
It's just his face. That's why everybody asks if when did Duvall have a stroke? It's when is Dave not angry?
Yeah.
See, we're like...
I'm like the Hulk. I'm always angry.
We are ebony and ivory.
Working together in perfect harmony.
Yes.
Side by side on that piano keyboard. Oh, Lord.
Neither one of us
why
can
don't
play.
We?
Neither one of us can actually play piano.
You don't know that I can't play piano.
Can you play piano?
Now you know that I can't play piano.
Yay!
But until you asked that question, you were not aware.
Woohoo!
You made an assumption.
I made an assumption. And everybody knows what happens.
There's a whole bunch of instruments that I may or may not be able to play.
Oboe?
Hobo's not an instrument.
I said oboe.
Oh, did you say oboe?
Not hobo.
Wow, weird.
Good God.
Do you want to bend a little, Mr. Hobo?
That's the slide whistle.
That slide whistle. No.
I can play the slide whistle, baby.
Can you?
Let me tell you what. I'm a slide whistling mofo.
As you can tell, there's a lot to talk about this week, so we're definitely getting down to business early. So we're not padding it out with our nonsense.
No, we'll just pad the nonsense out right off the bat. Oh, wait, that's what we do every week.
Not every week. There's some weeks there's something's actually going on.
That's true. That's true. Gang, we're back after a week away. Good times and bad times all around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, bad times won't get into right now, but... fun times.
There were some fun times.
Yeah, there was fun.
I enjoyed hanging out with you watching some Daredevil.
Yes, Dave and I finally sat down to start watching Daredevil.
We stopped right when I got good.
We got three episodes into it, and we will continue probably this week.
We got right to when Fisk showed up. Well, don't forget, we got Mad Max is this week, too.
Oh, yeah, Mad Max is this weekend. Yeah, we'll probably go see that.
That's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, I keep hearing an old friend of mine, Don May Jr., who runs a company called Synapse Films. He releases a lot of... horror movies on Blu-ray. He used to do DVD, he used to do Laserdisc and stuff. He's come up through the business and now doing Blu-rays for these really weird... he's done a lot of stuff. Like, he was one of the masterminds behind the original restored release of Halloween.
Okay.
In the late 90s, early 2000s, when DVDs were first starting, he was one of the guys behind that. He's done a lot of stuff. But he had seen Mad Max early. Because of his connections in the company and in the industry, and had seen it early, and he just has raved about it since he's seen it. Says it's the best action movie he's ever seen.
I read a review that said it was the action movie for this summer.
Yeah,
like it shows you what an action movie actually is.
Yeah,
and apparently all that stuff is practical.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like yeah.
Which doesn't surprise me because it was all practical when Miller first directed.
Well, when Miller first directed it, but yeah, but now everybody does We were getting Jurassic World. The original Jurassic Park had, like, I think 4 minutes of CGI?
Yeah.
Total?
Yeah, something like that.
So, you know, it's a crutch that everybody relies on a little too heavily.
Not Miller.
They do blood effects CGI now.
Yeah.
You ever watch the Syfy channel?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's all just stupid, horrible CGI.
CGI blood.
Really? Are squibs that expensive?
Apparently they are.
I guess.
But yes, we're going to see that this weekend. I'm curious to see because I
have. What a lovely day!
It's been way too long since I've seen either of the first two movies.
There are three movies.
I'm sorry. There was Mad Max.
There was
Road Warrior. There was Mad Max.
No, there was Mad Max, Road Warrior, and then Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Yeah. So I
technically Mad Max is I think we either said this on the air or we said this when we were just talking. It's almost like a different film. Like it,
right.
It doesn't really end with the world falling apart to the degree that Road Warrior would make you think right. that it fell to a degree.
Yeah, because Road Warrior is like,
Road Warrior is definitely post-apocalypse.
And then Beyond Thunderdome's like...
Sort of, yeah. I like Beyond... Like, Beyond Thunderdome's very divisive, I find. People either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
And I love it.
And it's interesting that a director like Miller has come back to direct, not only to direct, but write...
He's all wanted of these it. Films. He's wanted it. Yeah, it's unusual to have a guy. Well, Spielberg didn't write them, but he was involved in all the Indiana Jones movies.
Right, right.
But yeah, it is unusual that one guy has the vision for the whole series.
Right.
And he's been trying to do this film for ages because they were originally going to have Gibson in it.
Right.
When they first tried to start to do this thing, Fury Road's been around forever. So.
Yeah, I say I know it's been one of those movies that's kind of been in limbo for
yeah
at least a decade or more.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So, and it just took him this long to finally get a company, a studio
the
to
financing,
go.
Financing, yeah.
Yeah. And it looks like that, you know, if everything's pointing, it might be the movie to beat Avengers for the first time in several weeks.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Well, probably.
So, it's everybody, I think, is ready for a new...
Something new, something exciting.
Yeah. Especially as we head towards Jurassic World and...
Yeah.
You know, we head into the summer with Ant-Man and everything else coming on the
horizon. Well, Ant-Man's... So. I feel bad, because I think the story out of Ant-Man's going to be Marvel's first miss. You know, I love the trailer. I think the trailer looks great. I'm really excited for it personally. But, I mean, it is going to be a goofier, quirkier...
Yeah.
Not Avengers blow the doors off, and it's Ant-Man.
True.
I mean, that's their marketing smartly points out the fact that it's one of the dopier character concepts in the Marvel Universe. But they have fun with that.
Yeah.
Which is, again, Ant-Man should have been the comedy.
Right.
I think if Ant-Man fails as a movie, it's because they backed away from the comedy and tried to make it too superhero-y.
Right.
And the trailer gives me hope that they didn't do that.
Yeah, the trailer gives me hope that it's mixed.
The train
mixed
gag
well.
Is just brilliant.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And the fact that it's Thomas the Train.
Well,
Thomas
yeah.
the Tank Engine.
Yeah.
it's pretty amazing.
But so, yeah. I don't think it's going to make the big box office that Guardians did.
No.
Remember last year, we were like, oh, will Guardians be a hit or will it be a failure? And it was like a super hit.
Yeah,
and
we're like...
I don't think Ant-Man's going to be like a Guardians type
no.
surprise hit.
No. And one of the other things, they started to announce the false schedules for all the...
TV shows?
All the TV shows. All
on the networks.
On the networks. And one of them that we had known about that was coming back was the Muppets. Was the fact they were bringing back the Muppet Show, but in a new way they were bringing
it back.
All
I knew is that they had talked about bringing the Muppet Show back. So,
yeah.
So a trailer appeared on the net today.
Today,
and it was an interesting surprise for me.
It was about 3 minutes of wonderfully glorious, goofy Muppet stuff that actually makes a lot of sense in today's day and age because the new series deals. It's shot very much like Modern Family
well,
or The Office.
They actually say on the thing it's going to skew. More to an adult audience.
Right.
Which I think is smart, because I really think that's their audience these days, are people who have nostalgia.
Yeah.
People like you and me who have nostalgia for the Muppets.
Right.
As opposed to kids. And I think, because you had said earlier that the original Muppet Show was aimed for adults,
too. It was more of an adults, at the time, it was...
I think it was more of an all ages, because it was that 70s, it was the variety show, and it was kind of a commentary on the variety show.
Right, right.
Whereas this one's
this
kind of
a commentary
of the modern sitcom.
Right.
Like Modern Family, like
The Office.
Like The Office.
Yeah, Parks and Rec, that kind of...
The shaky cam...
Documentary style,
interviewing people.
Yeah.
But also, it's like the behind the scenes of them doing a new TV show. So
yeah.
It's like the movie.
Yeah. And there's some pretty great stuff, just what looks like right out of the pilot, out of the premiere, is that... There's apparently going to be a storyline with where Miss Piggy and Kermit are no longer together, and he's now dating a different pig, and she's not working with the Muppets, but she comes back for the new show, and Fozzie's dating a human teenage, like a human girl, and
that was my laugh out loud line.
Yes, because you see the
dad's getting all freaked out, and he's like, you know, like, what about your kids? Where will they go to the bathroom? In the woods? And Fozzie's, like, in the kitchen on the phone, and he overhears that, and he goes, that is an offensive racial stereotype, sir.
There's this great scene in the trailer, too, where Kermit and Gonzo
are trying to get Piggy
back. And she's like, and you are? And Gonzo's like, we did, like, six movies together
and
three television shows. and a month of love letters and blah, blah, blah. And
on Broadway,
goes,
yeah.
And she goes, I'm going to say Gary. And there's this long pause on Gonzo, and he goes, let's go with Gary. it's pretty spectacular.
It's spectacular. I think spectacular.
I'm pretty excited for it. It's on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m.
The only joke that didn't land for me was the one with Waldorf and Statler, with the knobs. That one didn't land.
And they've done it so many times.
Well, yeah, they try to be hip with that one. Yeah, that one didn't work.
But everything else in that trailer worked.
Everything else landed.
Even the weird.
That one killed. They're like, we can do all these things. We can bring back obscure characters, and there's just this bizarre looking guy like. Just I can't even describe him. He's so freaky looking. It's like,
yeah.
Where are you from? He's like, I was on a TV special.
He's like, I think I was in one of the TV specials. And he's like, his eyes blink all weird. And his mouth is barely moving. Probably because it's such an old puppet, they don't want to ruin it. But it's pretty spectacular. I'm very excited for the fall. I don't want the summer to end anytime soon because,
I'm not excited to get back to winter either.
No. But I'll be excited for all of our shows to start back up because Flash ends this week. Next week.
Flash was the one that still had the extra episodes.
Arrow ends this week. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ends this week.
Good. Get it on DVD so I can binge all that crap.
Yeah, so Dave can binge it. What else did I just... Oh, Once Upon a Time ended Sunday.
Well, Gotham ended last week.
Yep. Sleepy Hollow's been over for, 2 months.
Yeah.
Wow. Sleepy Hollow's got short seasons, man.
Hmm.
They're weird about that. I don't know why, but they're...
Well, it's probably expensive.
I think they're only, 13 episodes or something like that. So...
Probably expensive and one of those bubble shows that they just...
Yep. There was an extended trailer for Tuesday nights, tonight's, as we're recording episode of Flash.
Haven't seen it. So. All I know is one thing on Facebook said that he might go to Captain Cold for help. So
yes,
I'm like, ooh,
yes,
I am intrigued.
Which would be very which.
Oh, and since we've recorded, obviously, last week was the Gorilla Grodd episode.
Yep.
For those of you who know me on Facebook, and that was obviously for me the whole point of the entire season was we're going to get a live action Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah.
It's one of those. The more that I think about it, the more that I like it. At the time, I was a little kind of because there was so much build up.
Yeah.
For me, there was so much build up, and they did some fundamental changes to the character that make him kind of not Gorilla Grodd, but at the end he could kind of... Because obviously he wasn't an experiment in the comics and blah, blah, blah. But I did enjoy it. I did think it was cool, and I think they do leave it open for him to come back and be...
Oh, yeah, no, he's running free, baby. He's coming back. I know originally you were upset because they kind of made him villain of the week.
He was meta villain of the week.
That kind of frustrated you a little.
Yeah, well, it's not frustrating. It's just, like I said, it's like if Lex Luthor showed up on Supergirl and he's just some rich jerk.
Yeah.
Well,
that, like you said, they made some changes to the character, especially in this where Caitlin at one point comments that, or I don't remember if it was Caitlin or who it was, comments that that he's getting smarter.
Yeah, well, that's cool because that'll get him where he's going to be. Even though it's not traditional Grodd, I like that aspect. So he is getting cooler and smarter and more dangerous.
Yeah.
And he was pretty freaking dangerous. When Barry tried to do the supersonic punch and it failed.
Oh, yeah.
I even though I'm rooting for Flash, I still cheered. That's so awesome.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
It was a good episode.
It was very entertaining. And I like... I don't know, we still got 2 episodes, which means this week... They're going to have to capture Wells because the only thing I can imagine is next week he finally, because they've shown it in the trailer so many times where he's talking to
Firestorm.
No,
and
his
Oliver.
His cop buddy.
Eddie?
Yeah. No, not Eddie.
Joe.
Sorry, I couldn't think of Joe's name. It was escaping me. Where he's talking to Joe saying, I'm going to go back in time and save my mother. They haven't done that scene yet.
Oh, yeah.
So. I'm guessing that's going to be...
No, I mean,
they mentioned it, but he hasn't made that decision. I think he's going to make that decision in the finale.
Okay.
And then the end of the episode is going to be him going back in time, and then suddenly having no powers and realizing, oh, crap.
What I've been thinking of for the longest time, but I almost wonder if because everyone's kind of anticipated that, they might throw a curveball and not go that route.
The showrunners had made mention that next season we're going to see the... alter egos of Cisco and of Caitlin. Because, you know, in the comics, they're superheroes.
Well, no, she's a villain.
She is a villain,
she's Killer Frost.
Yes.
And apparently he's Reverb, not Vibe.
Right, right.
Vibe is the brother.
The brother, right. So, apparently we're going to see those. And the only way we can really see those is if this happens this way.
We probably don't know that.
Yeah.
Could be a future. Because we're getting Rip Hunter and time travel and the spinoff.
That's true.
Which, I forget what that is. It has some stupid, terrible
like
name.
Like Tomorrow People or something?
No, it's not even called the Tomorrow People.
I don't remember what
it's
called.
Which was an actual comic, but...
Yeah, I noticed that...
The Forever guys?
Yeah, it's...
I don't know. At least it explains how you can have, like, Sarah Lance and Captain Cold as a character on that show and still have them show up in The Flash.
Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow. Which makes sense, because a friend of mine actually, when they showed when Wells showed Eddie the newspaper...
Right.
Which had, because he was messing with his mind because the bylines by Iris.
Iris Allen West. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you read the thing, it actually mentions Hawkwoman.
Oh, really?
In the story. Yeah, it mentions Adam, Hawkwoman, and Green Arrow were there when the Flash disappeared.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, neat.
It's good to have obsessive nerds as your friends.
That's true. Well, and I noticed something too weird about that byline is that it was Allen. It was Iris Allen West, so.
Yeah.
Are they somehow going to combine Wally West and Barry Allen, or...
Well, she's always been Iris West.
Oh, she has always been Iris West. Never mind. I'm dumb. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do Wally, because he's her nephew in the comics, and as far as we know, unless they Cosby show us and suddenly they had a sibling that they never mentioned the whole first season...
Yeah,
like...
That's true.
Like, I don't know how they're going to do that.
Good times.
You don't have to do everything exactly like the comic.
No, you don't.
I mean, frankly.
You
actually,
don't
I, and I will say that in this episode, she actually, I think, kind of, I've turned around a little on Iris. I think she's actually, now that she's part of the team, she's less annoying.
Right.
So.
Yeah, no, I buy that. She's a little less annoying.
Still hate Barbara, though.
On Gotham?
On Gotham. I'm glad that she went full psycho and got taken out.
Yeah. Oh, well. Sorry, Barbara.
No, I'm not.
No.
No, you were always awful.
On to toy news.
Oh, yeah, that.
We had learned at Toy Fair that Kotobukiya was going to be doing some ArtFX statues based on the old Superpowers line. So the figures, all the ArtFX statues, were going to look like the DC Comics, like the old Mattel Superpowers?
Kenner.
I don't know why.
That's how they were Robin Hood.
I know. I don't know why the hell I was thinking that. The Kenner stuff were...
Mattel did Secret Wars.
Thank you. That's why. Because I was just thinking about your Secret Wars stuff the other day, because we'll get to that in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But the statues will resemble the 5 points of articulation toy, and it updates the classic style. It remains the nostalgic feel, as well as at least early things, and I think it's still going to...
Isn't General Giant doing jumbo ones of those?
They're doing jumbo ones of Secret Wars.
Okay, I thought maybe they were doing.
No, Superpowers these too. Will these artifacts statues stand are 8 inches tall, and will have a magnetic display base, so they'll never fall off. And right now, they just show Batman and Robin, but apparently they're also supposed to have their arms are supposed to be removable, because I know the Superman in early a lot of the early sculpts, the Superman had the had an extra arm that mimicked the punch.
Yeah.
So it looked like the arm was kind of like what Marvel Select did with Thor's
Thor.
Hammer.
Yeah.
That same idea, which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
I like that idea. So it's a good way to recreate that action feature while not having the action feature.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't like statues.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm not a big statue guy. I know there's a lot of people that listen to us that love statues.
That's why I was like, isn't General Giant doing big versions of those?
Yeah, Secret Wars they're doing big versions of.
Well, they're doing big versions of everything. That's why I was asking.
Pretty much. Apparently, the G.I. Joe stuff's out.
Is
coming
it?
Or getting there.
Oh, good.
Mattel announced their San Diego. Some of their San Diego Comic Con exclusives. While it's a very meager assortment from past years, but they announced Ghostbusters Courtroom Battle Egon Spengler.
And you had like a thing about that, right? Where he's
apparently it's the same body, but I made the comment that
it was a wrestling figure.
I thought it looked very much like the bodies they use for the suited characters in the WWE line, like, you know, Corporate Kane or Triple H.
Yeah.
Or, it had the same kind of hands and arms kind of look.
His head does look like it's too small for the body.
Yeah, the head is a little too small for the body, but everybody that that piped up claimed that it's the same body as was on all the other Ghostbusters courtroom figures. So, and I guess this is one of those figures that just never got released that was supposed to.
Yeah.
But again, I'm like, okay, Mattel, well, we get it. They were like, let's get a Ghostbusters figure out there before Diamond Select gets theirs out. Maybe people will remember that we did Ghostbusters too.
I'm sure people remember.
Yeah, oh no, we remember. The Masters Universe San Diego Comic Con exclusive is Rotar versus Twistoid, which I'm sure made tons of people angry that aren't going to the convention because the San Diego Comic Con exclusives are always a pain to get.
Well, I was wondering if they were angry because out of all the classics, these guys are clearly the biggest departure from their aren't they? Because they didn't have legs back in the day,
nope.
Did they?
They are not quite departures.
I realize you can probably take them apart or something.
You can. They have the spin bases where you can put them on stands, but they also included feet for the characters, so you could have two different ways to display them. Rotar and Twistoid are the two-pack for the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives this year, and I know a lot of people are excited that, you know, this gets, you know, two more figures closer to finishing off that vintage.
Well, we're going to finish off vintage.
Yeah, exactly. But it sucks that it's the Comic-Con exclusive and people are either going to have to, you know, fight the Comic-Con after sale or, you know, eBay or even the lines at Comic-Con to get these figures, so. And then the originally sold previously during the February 2015 early access sale, the hover robots will be available at Matty Collector booth at San Diego Comic-Con. So they are joining the list of products available at Comic-Con this year. So anyone who missed the hover robots who haven't got them yet will have access to them if they go to Comic-Con this year. So
cool.
Yeah. I don't know. It's that's a very meager announcement for San Diego for Mattel. I guess Mattel just finally decided to cut back on their offerings, maybe, because you figure we're in May, the convention's 2 months away. By now, they would be announcing everything. And
I mean, what else is there?
I would have assumed there would have been a Monster High.
I'm sure there'll be a Monster High. They're probably just sitting on it for whatever reasons.
You know, the Hot Wheels stuff. I'm surprised there was no Hot Wheels
again. Like, would we really would? I don't know. I don't know that I'm in the pipeline for Hot Wheels announcements.
Usually, though, they announce all that together. Like, they'll send out all that to the toy sites all together and be like, here's our Comic-Con exclusives.
I would be shocked if Monster High and Hot Wheels got left behind. I really would.
Yeah. Well, as would I, but...
And in wrestling. I would imagine there'd be a wrestling. Superhero stuff, and I'm sure there'll be some kind of superhero thing.
Yeah, I would assume so.
I don't know. It's just weird.
I guess some of the upcoming Hot Toys releases, finally... some of which are the Batman Arkham, I believe is that Arkham City? Yeah, the Arkham City Batman from the game. John Blake and Jim Gordon with the Bat Signal from
Rises.
The Iron Man Mark XL1, Metal Gear Rising, Revengeance Rating, RoboCop and Murphy, and the Amazing Spider-Man 2 Electro figures are finally starting to get ready to ship from Hot Toys. After they were pretty much announced a year ago. So,
well, that's kind of how Hot Toys rolls.
Yeah, I know.
They have a long lead time. The only one out of those that I'm even remotely kind of... is Arkham Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a cool Batman.
I know.
Be a nice...
I've got plenty of the Mattel ones.
I know. People are still angry, though, because they still have not... They showed off Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy, and they've still never given a pre-sale date or release date or anything on Drax.
Oh, for God's sake, they'll do him. Calm down.
Eventually. Reveltech, who, you know, they normally do figures.
Yeah.
They are doing vehicles. I know one of the vehicles they're doing is a X-Wing from Star Wars.
I saw that, yeah.
And the other one they're doing is the DeLorean from Back to the Future series. This one will actually be the Back to the Future 2 DeLorean. Which will feature opening doors that reveal detailed interior, wheels that fold up, and detachable blast effects for the flying effect, and as well as a flying stand. So, it's a cool little about 5 inches.
Yeah.
Is what these? So they're tiny, tiny little vehicles with a pretty decent price tag on them.
If I remember. Yeah, I know. Didn't they do Jurassic Park stuff too? like a T-Rex.
Yeah, they...
Yeah, I remember seeing the picture of that and going, oh.
Yeah, and thinking,
I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I realized how tiny it was. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, stupid tiny. Stupid itty-bitty tiny. And then the other major toy reveal news that I found this week that was pretty interesting was we had talked about Lego Dimensions.
That webpage is not available.
Apparently it's not available. We had talked about Lego Dimensions, the upcoming Lego Skylanders Disney Infinity type game with Lego figures.
Knock off.
Well, not only did we find out that all of the actual game packs, you actually have to, of course, they're not going to come pre-assembled, which some people thought they would.
What's Legos?
It is Lego. You're going to be able to assemble all of your creations yourself with
good.
These packs. But
I'm just going to throw out the weird little blue things. So.
Yep. Lego announced...
Which are the stands that I assume you use to interact with the game.
To interact, yeah. Lego announced some new level packs with a couple of new licenses, one of which being Portal 2. And the other one is the first licensed product from Lego for Doctor Who, which I think we'll probably see before we even see the Lego Ideas release.
Okay.
Whenever they finally reveal what that is going to, you know, finally be, because it did get approved and it is going to be one of the releases, but it's just a matter now of waiting until to see what it's going to be. But some of the other licenses...
Well, we're not even going to talk about, you know, the Doctor Who comes with a little TARDIS and a canine and the 12th Doctor.
He does. He comes with the Capaldi Doctor and canine and the little TARDIS, whereas the...
The Portal one comes with one of the robots, the companion cube, and Shell.
Yep, and Shell.
And she's got the gun.
She's got the portal gun. Little Lego-style portal gun. And then some of the other...
See, that was another, I thought, like, stealth big news was one of the other sets is from Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. It's the Wicked Witch and a Flying Monkey.
I want that one, too.
Flying Monkey!
I want Flying Monkeys.
Although Flying Monkey's just made out of little Lego pieces with no real detail.
What?
Yeah, there's no real detail to those.
Oh no!
Extra pieces. I mean, he looks like a flying monkey, but he doesn't have a face.
Oh.
So. I know, but so there's a Wizard of Oz. There's some Simpsons sets. Then the notable one being Krusty the Clown here with a little motorcycle type car. A bunch of what are those?
Shima.
Called? Yep, Legends of Shima.
Unikitty from Lego Movie.
Unikitty from Lego Movie with a little Unikitty car. Bunch of Ninjago figures, Lord of the Rings. So you've got like Gollum and Shelob, Legolas, and I'm not sure what Legolas comes with, and then Gimli and a little battle wagon type thing. And then some of the other team packs. You've got a Jurassic World set that comes with a little
Raptor,
Chris Pratt, and one of the soldiers, like, well, I guess one of the guard guys.
Security guys.
Yeah, Raptor, and I'm not sure what the other
vehicle is. I think it's the Gyrosphere.
Is it the Gyrosphere? And then Scooby-Doo, which comes with a giant sandwich, Shaggy, Scooby, and the Mystery Machine. So, and then of course the other Lego, the other level packs in this set are Back to the Future, which is Marty McFly, the DeLorean, and the hoverboard, and then a Homer Simpson one that comes with Homer, the Simpsons car, and the television set.
Hmm.
So, should be very interesting to see what that what the actual gameplay is going to end up being like. I don't think they've actually revealed.
Well, I assume it'll be like a Lego version of Disney Infinity.
Right.
Where you kind of run around in a big sandbox and build stuff. And
yeah. I would assume that as well. Like, that's probably where they're going to go. I don't know. It's one of those games, though, that people have asked me if I've picked up the Disney Infinity, because I'm a huge Disney fan, but I'm like, I don't... Not really. I'm like, I didn't get into Skylanders. I know people that did and got in deep. It was one of those things that never really appealed to me. And the Disney Infinity and the Lego stuff really doesn't appeal to me at all, honestly.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's one thing to be like, yeah, these look neat. And then another thing to be like, I'm going to go all in on these suckers. No, I can't do
well,
that.
There are gradations between those two points of view.
Yeah. It's true. It looks like the back to the Reveltech stuff. It looks like the X-Wing is going to retail for $60. So I'm guessing that's probably what the DeLorean is going to retail for, around that same price.
Probably.
It's about $60. So, apparently there's an upgrade kit to the leader class Combiner Wars Megatron, which gives him like Megatron looking leg covers and a different transformation to form into like a base type gun. Interesting. Which I'm not sure what that's all about. Yeah, it gives him little leg coverings and stuff. That's kind of cool. Gives him basically gives him more of a G1 Megatron look.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So, kind of neat. But of course, that upgrade set's $55 on unnamed
online toy retailer.
Upgrade kit includes a gun barrel, reinforced shins, turret that can transform to a battle stand, and a soldier kit.
Okay.
Alrighty.
They just put up the next wave of Star Wars Black, the 4-inch figures, so...
Ah, one of them being the Luke and Wampa and...
No, no, that's a 6-inch.
Oh, that's
they,
a 6-inch.
They put those up, too.
Ah.
But this the next wave has Han Carbonite, Leia Bosch...
Ooh.
What was the other one that I... Because there were three that I already had.
Right.
And those were the three I already had. And then there was a Jawa 2-pack, a clone guy, and then Mosep, who is a Cantina alien.
Ooh.
Who the hardcore fans know because they didn't actually do the scene with Jabba in the movie.
Right.
Originally. They didn't finish it with the special effects.
Right.
When Marvel did the comic, they had access to the script. So they kept the scene with Jabba in.
Right.
But they needed a Jabba. So they used Mosep, who's a background character, for Jabba.
I got you.
In the Marvel comics, and he shows up in a later issue, too. I think issue... I can't remember, like issue 17 or something? It's a really cool issue, but he shows up again as Jabba the Hutt. But point being, that's the alien that they used right there. Oh, 3PO was the other one that I didn't order.
Let's see.
So...
And Jawas.
No.
Mosep Benede.
That's what they use for Jabba.
Yep, I remember that character. I remember him from the comics.
Yep. There's a really cool issue where they're hiding out on this just random rock planet in a cave that they used, and Jabba's men track him down, so they're trapped.
Right.
And it turns out the whole planet is like infested with these like bugs that eat through rocks and eat through metal.
Oh.
And they manage to get the Falcon off in time, but Jabba's ship gets...
Eaten?
Gets eaten, so he has to like make a truce with Han and Chewie. And then in a later issue, they come up with an arbitrary reason for why he's mad at him again. So that he can be mad at them in Empire.
Of course.
Old school. And it looks like they totally just reused an Imperial officer body for that, by the way.
And just slapped a new head on it.
Basically, yeah. Yep. Like, looking at it now, I'm like, okay, well... Still cool to get.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's still kind of a neat little piece of obscure history. But
yep.
Wow, they half-assed that.
You know what? I got in the mail yesterday... Finally, as they started shipping these from the UK, and I finally got mine like several weeks after the fact that they started shipping them. But I've got my Visionaries Knights of the Magical Light collector guide.
Okay.
That I kickstarted that Christopher Ebert and Jim Atavis Tavi actually put together with Hasbro UK, and it's pretty. I'm sure people wonder why didn't you do a video on it? Well, because it says in the front cover that no portion of this production may be reproduced, stored, or transmitted in any form or by any means. So I'd rather not.
Yeah, but that doesn't cover fair usage, though.
No, I know, but I'd rather not. I want people to wish they would have bought this, so the next time they kickstart another one of
these
guys...
Well, that's the point of doing a review.
Well, you know what?
I'm just saying, you show like one or two things and go, look how cool this whole guide is.
Yeah, I might still do that. But it's pretty nice though. It breaks all the characters down, you know, individually with their weapons and turnarounds of their helmets, and the figures themselves and their the holograms that are included with them. There's box art in here from the vehicles and such. It's really really nicely done. They managed to reproduce the card art, the front card art to them, which is
cool.
Yeah, which is really, really pretty sweet. And then, of course, they talk about the pre-production models from the original Toy Fair catalog where the shields were like, way different looking. They were smaller. They had more, I won't say detail to them, but they added some things to them. And they were even used in the early advertising those pictures were. And then they showed, like, the there's some great pictures here of the unproduced second series characters, as well as some of the holograms for the characters' chest shields and the actual the card art for those. I mean, they were close to getting these into stores. The Iron Mountain playset, which was the playset that just never happened because they couldn't figure out the technology for it. These little things called Sun Imps, which were just these little plastic creature-looking things that had a holographic disc in the middle of them.
Yeah, didn't they? I think those were on the show or something.
They were. They were on like the last episode of the show. The Darkling Lord's Grappler. There, even if you Kickstarted, there was even a little reproduction holographic
Merlin.
Yeah, holographic Merlin. Like the Spectral Knight Joust and the Darkling Lord's crossbow vehicles. The Spectral Knight Airblades, which were kind of cool. So they had the Darkling Lord's battle axe and the Airblades, the battle axer, and the kind of the production drawings, and then the Spectral Knight's Sky Bucket, which was the other good guy vehicle, which looked kind of cool.
You should be happy they didn't make these, because that's just more stuff you'd have to cut.
Yeah, that would have been more stuff. Like the I can't imagine, like, I'm having enough problems tracking down
the one vehicle,
the damn Dagger Assault, complete and loose, for less than a few hundred dollars. Although there's an almost complete recon on eBay right now without a sword that somebody wants $100 for. I'm like, you people are out of your mind. But it's a nice little book, though. It's a nice little nice cardstock cover, and the pages are nice and colorful. I kind of wish they would have made this a little bigger.
Yeah.
Like, I wish it would have been a little bit bigger of a guide, so the pictures would have been a little larger. But as it stands, you know, it's a nice... because I would have loved to have seen much bigger pictures of some of these... some of this second series, because some of it's... they're kind of small, and I would have loved to have seen some really, really blown-up, high-def views of, like, some of these great, like Kabor and Laser Lash, and, like, the Slywire, which I swear to God it could have been a Joe character because of his helmet, and...
yeah.
He's got, like, the medical shield and all kinds of stuff, so... some great, great little stuff there in that little book, and I was happy to get that in the mail yesterday, and kind of poke through it and be like, oh, this is kind of nice here. I kind of like this. It makes me hopeful for when they decide to do more of those books, because they said that this is the first in what they hope to be a series of them. So here's hoping that you know, they get some more ideas in for what they want to do.
Yeah.
So. I did not put up any fan questions this week, only because there's been a lot going. Like we mentioned before, there's been a lot going on, and I just kind of slipped my mind. I didn't get a chance to, so I apologize for no fan questions this week, guys. They'll be back next week. It's kind of the same reason why Carrie and I we should have had an episode of Married to the Collection up this week, and we didn't, simply because just too much going on. So, but, you know, other than that, Dave, do you have anything in mind that you can think of that you, any good gets lately? You finished off Secret Wars.
I did finish off Secret Wars.
And now are all those figures complete, or are they?
No.
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 But you have every character.
I have every figure, yes.
Right.
Electro was complete because he was on a really banged up card.
Right.
Yeah,
you said it was a pretty beat up car.
Oh, it was beyond beat up. It was like smashed and broken.
Oh,
But the figure is fine.
Yeah.
So, and I wanted to open it anyway. So.
And his weapons were in there.
Well, he didn't come with a weapon, but his shield and all the shield's little things.
All the flickers.
Yeah. So yeah, he was there. I don't have Iceman shield, and I don't have Constrictor shield or his little. He had like little things that attached to his wrists.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So, but yeah, I got all the figures. I got him from the same guy that I got Constrictor and the Beetlejuice in from
at King County. Yeah.
I got his card, and I checked out his website, and I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Because I think you would even made mention if, you
if
know...
If I'd seen an Electro there, I probably would have bought that.
Yeah, and I think at the time he said, well, I have an Electro, but it's not here. And Dave, I think Dave and Dave was like, well...
yeah, I should have brought it.
So, but Dave ended up with it in the long run anyway.
Yeah. So, which that's kind of a cool little thing to finish off. And once there's that Kickstarter that has those sort of Secret Wars-esque figures, and whenever... those actually hit.
Yeah.
I'll have Captain Action and Black Terror.
Black Terror. Yeah. Yep. Which would be pretty cool.
Yep.
Nice little lineup. Pardon me. Nice little lineup to add to that there.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll do the vehicles or not. Like, I might pick up
some of them are cool. Like, the helicopter.
They're cool,
helicopter,
I don't know where I put them.
Yeah, I know.
I got the Doom Tower, and I've got Doom Cycle, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. I know, it's like...
I generally just do the figures.
I had asked you about our buddy Buzz from Hyper Villainy was offering a boxed...
The
Chronicles of Narnia castle playset from Prince Caspian?
Yes.
Maybe? Yeah. And I was like, oh, because it's 3/4-inch scale. And I'm like, well, Dave loves those playsets that are that
scale.
Well,
no, and I've got one.
Yeah.
Because we've actually talked about this in the past, like a long time ago, because it was... Joe fans use it for Castle Destro.
Ah, I gotcha.
So I've got one in the Closet of Despair.
Somewhere.
Yeah, I think next to my Akator playset from Indiana Jones.
Ah, yes.
Which is sitting in its box.
Yep.
That's actually one of the things on my list to do.
To find a place for those playsets.
Yeah, start digging through the closet and throwing away a bunch of stuff.
Trying to find
not toys, but like old boxes that I'm not going to use.
I would do that too. Like, I could open up this closet next to us here gently.
Yeah.
And you can see the mass hysteria. The problem is that 90% of it's all vintage boxes, and I don't want to get rid of
it. Yeah, I want to keep the vintage stuff.
So, and a lot of it's like all my Captain Action stuff's in there, because how are you going to display costume sets unless I buy more
Captain Actions? And, well, that's how they get you.
I know, right? So, yeah, no, I feel your pain. And I think at one time, as soon as you said I have one, it's in the closet, I was like... Oh, yeah. I'm like, that's right. And then I remembered, because it had been so long since we
talked about it. It had been a long, long time. Yeah, I'm not even sure where in the closet it's at.
The last time I was in the closet, I was actually able to get into the closet. Now, apparently,
you can't
get into it now.
No.
Yeah. Dave has made the closet of hell, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, yeah.
But yeah.
That's one reason I want to go through and throw out a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, like all the Marvel Legends boxes.
Which you've kept.
Which I've kept.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I don't need...
It's like, yeah, there's no reason to keep those now.
Yeah, it'll mostly be... I'll try to keep as much vintage stuff as I can.
Yeah. Because you do have a lot of vintage boxes for stuff.
A fair amount, yeah.
Yeah. Some of it you've got displayed, though.
Some of it.
Yeah. A good chunk of it, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting once you start digging through that, because...
I'm actually kicking around the idea of because you've got me thinking about this now, because you mentioned the Narnia Castle.
Right.
Trying to dig that out, and... Tearing apart part of the G.I. Joe collection and setting it up as Castle Destro.
Castle Destro.
All of Destro's Iron Grenadier stuff.
Yeah.
I have a spot for it where I could do it. I do have a spot where I could do it. It's just, it's not particularly prime real estate. So I'm
no.
I don't know.
Dave's kind of like, maybe, sort of, kind of.
Maybe I'll swap Cobra Mountain out. Because that sucks anyway.
Yeah, it's a crappy playset.
Yeah.
Just a chunk of plastic, basically.
It's literally part of the base is from the Geonosis Arena. Because you can see a battle droid molded into it still.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's funny. That's the ultimate
Hasbro.
Stupid
cheap,
that's
yeah.
That's the ultimate Hasbro. Let's reuse our mold.
Yeah.
What can we do with this base? Design something to fit on this base.
Pretty much.
What about that? Nah, no one's going to care. No, they care. Oh, they care.
Just say it's a bat. It's good. It's fine. Whatever.
Oh, my God. Friday, you know, we had been watching Daredevil, and
yep.
I told you, I'm like, well, I got to leave at 8:15.
Yes.
And Dave was like, why? And I was like, well, I got to go to Patty Duel Auction. I'm sorry. I'm like, I've got
to
go.
You didn't have to go.
Well, no. I wanted to go. I wanted to go. And then especially after everything that happened Friday, Karen and I were like, you know what? Let's go.
Okay.
So, Karen and I went there because they had two tubs of Happy Meal toys. Two big tubs. And I had gone there on my lunch on Friday before I got off to come to your house and had taken, you know, taken Dash with me. And we went out there and I tromped through the rain to get inside to kind of dig through these tubs to see whether or not it was something we were going to return for that night or not. Because sometimes we'll go look at something or we'll get there that night and look and go, let's not stay. But this time I was like, you know what, I'll go look. And I started to dig through these totes and kind of poke around, and I'm seeing certain Happy Meal stuff that we don't have and like extras of stuff that we do have, which I have lists of from people that are like, hey, do you have this? I'm like, pretty sure I have it in one of the 7 boxes of stuff I have extra now. So I was like, okay, well, that's cool. And then I see this foot sticking up and I'm like, what is that? And I start digging a little bit more and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And lo and behold, in this bin is a Head Poppin' Madball. is Wolf Breath. And I'm like, and he's got his head, and he's in really nice condition. I was like, all right, well, we're going to bury you back down towards the bottom there, Wolf's Breath. There was some Kinder Care Bear, like the posable Care Bears. There was some like Get Along Gang stuff in there. So there was a lot of like randomness. And I had come home and told Carrie, I was like, well, we're going to go back tonight, and you know, we're going to go for those totes, because I told her what was in there, and I was like, I want that figure. I was like, you're going to get all the Happy Meal stuff. I want that figure. She's like, all right. So I left your place and went there and got there. Carrie got there shortly after I did. And we get a seat, and we're kind of sitting there waiting. And there were a couple people like bidding on these toys, and they were bidding against one another. And I kind of looked at Carrie, and I was like, this is going to cost us probably $30. I'm like, if they're bidding the way they're bidding now, I'm like, all we can do is cross our fingers and hope to God that everyone that's here buying these toys to resell is going to look at all the Happy Meal stuff and go, I don't want anything to do with that, while me going, mwahaha. So they get to the totes, and, you know, she starts it out at $50, $40, $30, $20, $5. And I'm like, $5. And Carrie and I kind of look around the room, and everybody's kind of looking at us, and nobody bid on it, and we won both those bins for $5. And I was like, hallelujah, I just want a $60 figure for $5.
Nice.
Like, this is spectacular. And of course, we get those tubs, and the first thing I do is dig him out from back the bottom and put him on my pocket. And I'm like, you're going in my pocket there, buddy. Like, you're not leaving my sight anytime soon. So he now is standing next to Oculus. Now I have two Head Pop and Madballs. Two of the several. And yeah, that's probably all I'll ever own, unless I get really lucky again, because those things are stupid expensive and rare, beyond rare. So I know guys like Brent Scarano have been searching years to finish their sets. So to the point where they're buying bodies with no heads, hoping that someday they'll find a head. So that was the Adventure Friday night. And then Saturday I got up and took, I took Dash with me and let Carrie sleep, since she wanted to sleep in Saturday. So I got up and ate breakfast and got dressed and grabbed Dash and actually went out to meet my my aunt and uncle. They go to the David Gall's auction.
Okay.
And he had an auction, and I went out there just to hang out with them and kind of talk to them for a little bit. But they had he had on display for the auction, he had one of the ventriloquist Pee-wee dolls from, you know, the Pee-wee Herman ventriloquist doll.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, well, you know, I'll stick around till they get to those. And I kind of looked him over, and he was missing his string, so he couldn't pull his string anymore because it was gone. And I'm like, in that shape, he was sticky, and he was kind of, yeah, I was like, he's going to need cleaned up. And
yeah,
I'm like, he's only worth $10 to me in that shape. I'm like, that's all I'm willing to spend. Well, they get to it, and they do choice out of the three. And I kind of looked at Dave, and I was like, oh, I was like, gosh dang it. And of course, they start bidding, and I bid, and then it got up to $25 a pop, and I was like, nope. And David's like, come on. He's like, don't you know anything about puppets? You know you want it, Duvall. And I'm like, not without a string, and not for $25, I don't. I'm like, not in that shape. So they sold for like, they all sold to the same person. They took them all, and I was like, all right, cool. And then they had a set of, they had an Intellivision game system in a box. Okay. And a bunch of Intellivision games, and some of them were sealed. And I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. Like, I don't want to get into video game collecting, but I kind of want to stick around and see what they go for. I didn't end up sticking around because Dash was getting hungry, because we'd been out there a while, and I was like, I need to take him home and feed him, or stop and get him something to eat, because he's probably starving. And Carrie was texting me going, where are you guys? Because she'd finally just gotten up. So I left. I told my aunt. I was like, well, we're going to take off. I'm like, text me and let me know what that goes for when they get to it. She's like, okay. And I told her, I'm like, if it doesn't go for more than $40, you guys should buy it. You can sell it to the flea market and, you know, flip it and make double your money on it. Or perhaps, I'm like, I can flip it for you and make your money back for you and then some. She's like, okay. So she texts me about an hour later, and she's like, yeah, those sold for $75. And I'm like, still not bad, but I'm like, it's a little more than I wanted to spend, period. I'm like, I don't want to spend that much money. So the other major thing is Toy Man is this Sunday.
Yep.
I have not decided what I'm doing for Toy Man.
I'm going to go.
Are you going to go?
Yeah.
I honestly had thought of asking Carrie if she wants to go this time, and just us getting up at like 8 o'clock and driving down there.
All right.
But I don't know. I don't know if she's going to want to go with everything else that's been going on, or how she's going to feel about that. But she had been making mention of a while now. She wanted to go back to Toy Man or go to King County. So maybe maybe we'll hop in the car, she and I, and you'll probably either still be there hanging out with your Azari or something.
Well, probably by the time you get there, Azari still won't be there, but...
True. Mike will still not have rolled out of bed.
Yes. Well, apparently he's got... according to him... Because, you know, St. Louis is a big city.
Yeah.
You know, it takes him almost as long to get there as it does us.
Yeah.
So...
Which is crazy.
Well, if it's anything, if it's even half like...
Chicago.
Not that crazy.
We have to go 6 miles. My GPS says it's going to take us 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, goody. Which actually happened to us.
Yep.
Although it didn't take 40 minutes. But
No, fortunately.
It still was like, yay, you're going to take all the time. It's like, aw. Womp, womp, womp.
So, yeah, I'm going to go. I think I'm pretty much decided on that one. I'm still up in the air if I just want to go to... Wizard World or not.
Oh, yeah, because that's next weekend, right?
The weekend after this one, yeah.
Yep.
I'm debating. The dog is still in a bad way with allergies. So
yeah, she's still chewing on her feet.
Yeah. And that just doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon.
Yeah. Poor thing.
So, and I don't want to leave her in the kennel.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And there's nothing really... I kind of wanted to see if they had the speed dating so that we could... Because apparently our fans felt cheated
that you didn't.
That I didn't
the
do the speed dating. Yeah. So I kind of wanted to take a second stab at that, but I don't know. Just Casey's in a real kind of
crappy,
delicate
condition.
Way, yeah, right now. So,
well, if you decide you want to go, and
well, I might be 2 days.
I don't.
So.
Oh, I got you. I was gonna say I'll just come to the house and stick around the house.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
Leave me some money for some pizza, and I'll take care of your dog.
I thought about doing that. It depends on what I want to do. We'll see how she's.
Dash is making himself comfy underneath
you. Oh, is that what that was?
Yep. He moved the... there's a footstool down there near you. Yeah. Dave just got scared because he heard a noise.
Well, I heard this...
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'll think about it. Like, I could probably just come home straight from the thing and get home late.
Yeah. It's whatever. I'm always free. I got no plans. Board will be done after this week for another season, so... Which reminds me, we have one... We have actually maybe one or two more things that you and I need to film with Board. In order to tie the certain parts of the episode together, because there's a chunk that doesn't make any sense now.
Oh, well.
Like, I cut
like
it
off. Like, that's ever been a...
No, that's the only time it's happened this season. I cut it together and was like, huh. Especially after my dramatic chase last week, which actually turned out much better than I ever envisioned it turning out.
Yeah, I was happier with that than I thought I would be.
Yes. See, you're always like, and then I cut it all together and you're like, oh, that was really good, actually.
Not always, but sometimes.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing in my mind. I'm like, okay, I got to shoot it this way, shoot this, this, and this, and it'll all turn out well in the end.
And then some of the footage will survive, and because we filmed that like 3 times,
that
we had footage.
I'm not sure what's happening, and I think it's my fault, but somehow
I'm
losing.
I'm pretty sure it's your fault.
Somehow footage is getting lost, and I can't imagine how, because I know it all gets transferred over, but I don't know what happened to it, and it's kind of frustrating, because there was the scene of Dan and I outside the steps at the end of this last episode, where we're talking to the inspector and he's asking for payment.
Yeah.
We actually shot a new version of that, and that new version's gone. So I had to use the original version, which was kind of damaged, that I had to fix. So I was like, well, this sucks. So, I don't know. And I've even got like a
separate... And that's not the first time.
It is not. And it's I think it's because I'm trying to juggle so much footage, because we shoot so much of it at once, that I just end up misplacing or actually accidentally deleting stuff that probably shouldn't be deleted.
Well, there you go.
I need a spreadsheet.
Well,
to track the footage.
you need a specific folder that's just for like new footage, and then you put it in there, and then you
What I do is I make folders for all the episodes, and I part the footage out to the folders. But somehow during all of that and adding footage of the gameplays and stuff gets lost. I don't know how. So very frustrating. But yeah, we've got a little snippet that we need to film with Puppet Duvall that ties together the end of this week's
Your
episode.
Suits are not in my contract, madam.
Oh, well, too bad.
Tell the man extra cheese.
You don't get any extra cheese.
No, cheese.
No cheese. You'll get sick.
And no, we're not filming outside.
No
gnats.
Yeah, no gnats. Those gnats ate you alive, buddy.
Ooh, my eyes.
Yes, they did try to eat your eyes. It was pretty funny, actually.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty hysterical. They were like, nom, 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 nom.
No, that's what
And your eyes are soft and juicy.
Yes, they are.
Oh, crap. All right, Puppet, we'll go out there and wait, and we'll be with you in a minute. Go out there and, I don't know, I hate to say this, go break something.
Crashing sound.
Yeah, crashing sound. Well, gang, that's going to wrap it up for Dave and I this week. We'll have hopefully tales to tell of Toy Man this weekend on next week's show, as well as so much more. Fan questions to be back and all that. Make sure you check us out on iTunes and Stitcher. Just go up Toy World Order. You'll find the feeds for both this show and Married to the Collection. Make sure you check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/ToyWorldOrder and youtube.com/BoredTheShow. Subscribe to both, like all the videos, mash the like button, as the puppet likes to say.
Mash it!
Yes, mash it.
Mash that mother level.
Whoa, watch your mouth.
I'm just talking about
shit. Ah, I know you are. Watch your mouth. Well, gang, David, I'll be back next week. And until then, David.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
The Toy Bar Peeps is closed. Peace out.